Today we are going to start to look at the Abrahamic covenant. Now, we're actually going to address the covenant itself next week. But for now, it's important just to meet Abraham, to meet him, to get some background information, and to see how his relationship with God starts off and how it develops up until the point of covenant. Now, the first time that we actually find the word covenant in the Bible is in God's conversations with Noah. However, remember that we discussed the fact that a covenant is always cut. When the Bible says that they made covenant, the verb actually is cut. They cut covenant. Now, with Noah, the verb is not cut. God never cut covenant with Noah. And because of that, we're going to put Noah's covenant on the shelf for right now. And later on in the study, we will have another look at Noah and the covenant that is referred to by God in his conversations with Noah. Now, the first person in the Bible that we find that God actually cut covenant with is Abraham. Abraham was a descendant of Noah's son, Shem, and he was a pagan. He worshipped the moon. He came from a land called Ur, which means light or moon or fire city. The moon god that he worshipped was called Sin. Pardon the pun. I got that information from Easton's Bible Dictionary. The Bible tells us in Joshua 24, verse 2 to 3, it says, Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your forefathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the river and worshipped other gods. But I took your father Abraham from the land beyond the river and led him throughout Canaan and gave him many descendants." And this is exactly what happened. There Abraham was, worshipping the moon. And one day God speaks to him and tells him to leave his country and to go to a land that he would show him. Now, for those who might not know this, Abraham's name was originally Abram, but we're going to refer to him as Abraham through the study. God actually changed his name from Abram to Abraham. And obviously in the scripture quotations where he's called Abram, we're leaving it as Abram. But just for the purposes of our study, as I said, we will call him Abraham. Abraham actually had 7 encounters with God. And today what we are going to do is we're going to look at the first 3 encounters that he had with him, because they are the build-up. They are the foundation to the 4th encounter. Now, the 4th encounter is when God cut covenant with Abraham. And that is what we're going to look at next week. But for right now, we're going to look at the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd encounter that Abraham had with God. I'm going to read to you from Genesis 12, verse 1 to 3. This is the New King James Version. "Now the Lord had said to Abram, 'Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.'" Don't you love that? That's how God introduced himself to Abraham. Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. You know, that alone would have probably made my heart stop right then and there. Leave your home, leave your family, and go to a land that I'm going to show you. Well, God, how about you show me the land and then I'll leave? No, God says, leave and then I'll show you. And isn't that how it is so often in our lives? God will tell us to do something, and it's only afterwards that we see the pieces all put together. And that is what was happening here. Go, leave your father's house, leave this land, and I'll show you where. Just keep going, but I'll show you. There's a challenge to it. There is a challenge. Because it's got to be scary to do that. But you know, it's when God stretches us and when God challenges us like that, that's when we grow. That is when we develop a faith and a trust in Him. Because we find out that He's faithful when afterwards we look back and realize He was faithful. It's a trust-building exercise. And so this is what Abraham did. He left his country, he left his father's household, and he went to the land of Canaan. Now, God didn't speak to him again until he got to his destination. When he got to the land of Canaan, then Genesis 12, verse 7 to 8 in the New King James Version says, "Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, 'To your descendants I will give this land.' And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him." So that's all he said. Okay, dude, here's the land. This is it. "To your descendants, I will give this land." And that's what God said. He said, if you get out of your country, leave your family, leave your father's house, and go to a land that I will show you. So now he showed him. He said, okay, this is it. And so Abraham's response was, it says here, "And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord." So in this one verse, we see him building two altars. Two altars. Now, in the Threshold Covenant by H. Clay Trumbull, one of the things that he speaks about is the fact that things like pillars and altars were actually built as boundary lines. This was a day when nobody owned the land. Nobody held title deeds. And so what you would do to stake your claim to land is, number one, you would walk through it. Number two, you would erect some sort of a boundary post. You would put markers. And altars were one of those types of markers. It's a permanent structure, a big stone structure that they would put up. It's similar to what we do today with fences around our property. It's the same sort of principle. We put up fences, they put up altars, or they put up pillars, etc., etc. And of course, an altar is a place where you sacrifice and you worship God. And so this was all part of worship to God. Bethel, now, because where he pitched his tent, Bethel was on the west and Ai was on the east. Now, I found it very interesting that Bethel means house of God and Ai means a ruin. So on one side you have a house of God, and on the other side you have a ruin. A ruin. And that is what God's wanting. He's wanting to live with mankind. He wants the world to be a house of God. And then you have the complete opposite on the other side, which is a ruin. And anywhere that God doesn't live is a ruin. Now, Genesis 13, verse 14 to 17, tells us about Abraham's third encounter with the Lord. What had happened is Abraham had brought his nephew Lot with him. Now, remember that God had told him, "Leave your father's house, God told him to leave his family. But although Abraham had left his father's country, only once him and Lot separated did he actually leave his family. There was a dispute between Lot's herdsmen and Abraham's herdsmen, and they decided, because they realized that the land wasn't big enough for both of them, because God had blessed them both financially. They had quite a lot of belongings. They had lots of livestock and so on. And so they decided to part ways. And Abraham allowed Lot to take the pick of the litter, so to speak. Okay, Lot, you choose. Where do you want to go? And I'll take whatever you leave. And that is what happened. And so after Lot had separated from him, here in Genesis 13, verse 14 to 17, God then said to him, "Lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. Arise, walk in the land, through its length and its width, for I give it to you." And there we have Abraham's first three encounters with the Lord. That gives us a decent amount of background information and enough of a feel of how their relationship is growing, how it's developing, how Abraham is starting to get more and more trust in God. And so now next week, of course, is the week that you're all waiting for, because that is when we will talk about the Abraham covenant. We're going to call it the Abrahamic covenant. Thank you so much for your time. I have so enjoyed this. God bless you. Bye for now.